Read a couple of Psalms together today. I'm not going to teach for very long because I'm kind of teaching throughout and we'll just be here forever. But I do want to take a moment to focus our attention on one thing as we think about worship in general and as we come together week after week. And so together we're going to declare Psalm 148. George will put it up on the screen. I'll read the odd-numbered verses, and then you can just with your whole hearts lift up the even-numbered verses, and together we'll lift this psalm up in a psalm of praise. Praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the highest. Praise him, sun and moon, praise him, all you shining stars. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes, all rulers of the earth. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. Praise the Lord. I love so many of our psalms, but this one particularly, as it just so clearly and almost in totality really could be summed up by its first and last phrases. Praise the Lord. And the simple reflection that I want to have us kind of hold on to today and walk with in the coming weeks is that when we come together as the people of God, the number one priority, the purpose above all other purposes, is to praise the Lord. Now, praise God when he is high and lifted up, he draws all men and women to himself. That he's not a God who is praised at a distance. One of the Psalms tells us that he's enthroned in the praises of his people. As we praise him, he comes close. He comes near. And so if you come with needs, you come with desires, you come with questions, you come with doubts, with anxieties, you don't need to check them at the door. But my encouragement to you is, in the midst of every situation, praise the Lord. And to let our focus and our commitment as a congregation, as a community, to be this, that when we come together, our chief prayer is that Christ would have the full of our attention. Especially the parts of our hearts that we don't seem to be able to bring into attention ourselves. That the Holy Spirit would sort of, in a way, arrest our hearts. That we would find ourselves drawn to him as we lift him up in our praises. Certainly we talk a lot at Emmaus Road about encountering Jesus. And about how significant and important that is. That in everything we do, every rite that we take part in, whether we cross ourselves or we use the baptismal font or we raise a cross or we sit while we hear the word, all these different pieces, so beautiful, so helpful. But if not unto encounter with Jesus, I could do without any of them, right? All of these things unto an encounter with Jesus, a way of entering into the relationship that you're invited into with a God who deeply loves you and wants to change your life, wants to care for you, teach you, minister to you. But sometimes if we're not careful, that encounter with Jesus can become very selfish, very self-focused, right? And we come in and we it's almost like it almost becomes synonymous with some kind of a drug. Like I come to church for my fix. And what I have found is if worship and the presence of God becomes like that in your life, you will find yourself very quickly unsatisfied. Because our God refuses to be that for us. But as we worship, as we come in spirit and in truth, come honestly before the throne, but come confidently before the throne. So did you drop the ball majorly this week? Do you come in need of deep forgiveness? Come confidently to the throne of grace. Do you come with questions, with doubts, with wonders unanswered? Bring them with you, but bring them in to worship. If you come with desires unmet, with promises unfulfilled, come full-heartedly with those in tow and lift God up. Praise Him for who He is and watch what begins to happen in and around you, through you. As you bring your petitions to the Lord, you bring your burdens to the Lord. Certainly then there are parts of our services like the prayers of the people where we take time, very rightly, to lift our prayers and our praises to Jesus. But the reason we start with, blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is to anchor ourselves in Psalms like Psalm 148. Before anything, and above and beyond everything, praise the Lord. Amen? We talked about why we sing. And one of the reasons why we sing, and Christians have always sang, in addition to the things we've already talked about, is because of the things that we see witnessed to in the Scriptures about the worship of heaven. That in heaven and around the throne, when people come into the presence of the risen Christ, they break out in song. And they sing songs like, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom of priests to God, and they shall reign on the earth." And then they begin to sing, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And all around the throne of God, all the angels and the archangels and the elders, they cast down their crowns in worship at the throne, and they fall to their faces before Jesus. And the central purpose of eternal life is the glory of Christ. Right? That in His presence, it naturally calls us, sometimes physically, but certainly metaphorically, to our knees, to come into the presence of a holy God. And when we come together to worship and we enter into this liturgy together, there is a very real way in which we step into a participation with that very worship. That we join our songs with the songs of heaven. I love that we pray every week in our prayers of people for another church in Langley. It reminds me every week that we join our songs with the songs of many across even our city. But across our country, when we pray for those who are persecuted for their faith, I often think of my friend Sonny in India. And I remember that I join my praises with him and with Theridan Vineyard. But I also remember people like my father who has passed. And church fathers like Augustine and Irenaeus. And realize that there's this song of worship that goes right back to the garden that started and will never end. And when we come together in the presence of God, we have the distinct and really quite mind-blowing privilege of the invitation to come and be a part of that song, to add our voices, to add our lives. And so let it ever be that at Emmaus Road, the crux and the core and the foundation of who we are and what we're about as a people is that we praise the Lord in every season of the soul. What a great couple of songs. Mark didn't know where we were going today, but what a great couple of songs today. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. And so in every season of the soul, Lord, teach us how to praise. We'll close our reflection off this morning with another responsive psalm. It's a shorter one. But Psalm 150, and Mark actually mentioned this at the close of our worship time today already. It's the final psalm in the book of Psalms, and it finishes this way. We'll read it again the same way. I'll read the odd verses. You declare the even ones in praise. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud and clashing cymbals. Amen. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for the invitation of your heart into participation with you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, into a divine place of communion, of unity, and so into a place of love and wonder and awe. I pray that you would teach us day after day in our lives what it looks like to come confidently to the throne of grace. Teach us even right now what it looks like here in this day, in light of our lives and everything that touches them today, to say with authenticity, praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath, let everything in me, God, praise the Lord. Pray that as we lift you up and glorify you and praise you as a church, that you would draw many to yourself. So even as we exalt you, we think of those who so desperately need to see you today. So be enthroned in our praises, and not for our sake alone, God, but for the sake of the world, that you would be glorified high and lifted up. In your name we pray. Amen.